we went around to each other's place a lot, and we went. There were lots of women's dances on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you remember any locations of women's dances? Or
I think Glebe. Was Glebe Town Hall? I can't remember, but Glebe. Yeah, Glebe Town Hall, I think. Don't know if it was Balmain Town Hall, I doubt it. There were things like, you know, concerts, Judy Small concerts, things like that. So, what's her name? What's it? Tall woman's name with glasses. Who sings? Margaret Road Night. Stuff like that. I'm just trying to think. I have a memory of a women's dance. You know, and everybody's taking their tops off and tits are flying around, and I was thinking, oh my God. Not something that I was able to do, really, but that's the kind of thing that went on.
Yeah.
I don't remember where those were. I do remember us doing a poster, and I've only recently thrown that out. So we went to the tin sheds and made this up for a band called Sheila, which is a women's band, and it played at the Native Rose Pub in, what's that called? It's kind of Chippendale-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and what's that thing called? You know, where you make posters. Can't remember what it's called. We used to do this. Anyway, that's menopause for you. Can't remember anything, what anything's called. So pubs, a little bit. Yeah, with women focus stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of house stuff, lots of parties, things like that. Yeah. Lots of people hanging around, sitting around, you know, kind of stuff. Yeah.
So it was more, with the pubs as well, it was more about you would go where other people were going rather than you go to a specific venue for was it more about the people that you went with than the place that you went to, would you say?
There was more, there was more what's going on where.
Yeah.
Although when we lived in Annandale we used to go to the, I think it's the Empire Hotel that was down the bottom of Johnson Street, just because they had a ladies' lounge and we lived closely there, and Sandra lived there and Nathan Sandra lived there and must have lived around there as well, and we just used to kind of hang about there, so they knew us sort of stuff, so something that felt comfortable, that wasn't particularly set up as a women's pub or anything like that. So that was a bit different, but I can't remember, like things like bars and stuff. I think we went to used to go to Ruby's. It was called Ruby's, but I don't remember a real lot about it. Mostly for me it was around people's houses and around kind of women's liberation events,
like
women's dances and, you know, women's liberation house kind of things together, you know, but mostly everybody's house
and
parties and stuff like that.